This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The NFL schedule comes out tomorrow. Could the Dallas Cowboys be in the very first game of the season? Plus, be prepared. At some point in this segment, it's just going to veer off in a different direction, I have been informed. Not exactly sure what direction, but we'll find out. So, per Peter King, the opener is going to be Thursday, September 9th, as the defending Super Bowl champions vomit. Tampa Bay and Tom Brady are going to host the home opener. Who are they going to play? Peter King says it's going to be, he believes it's going to be Buffalo or Dallas. And so this is arguably the biggest game of the year in terms of regular season ratings outside of the Cowboys Thanksgiving game. The Cowboys Thanksgiving game is always the highest rated game of the year, every single year for, I don't know, a billion years. And so he said, you want an opponent that is going to generate buzz. And you look at some of the Bucs' other home opponents. The Giants? No. The Bears? Maybe, but not yet. Like, I wonder if they would generate buzz once Justin Fields gets going. But the thought is maybe Andy Dalton starts the season and that generates buzz for nobody. The Saints? Same concept there. No buzz there. But the Bills or Dallas, both of those teams would be buzzworthy. The Bills, because, well, hell, they're one of the best teams in the NFL, and you have another marquee quarterback, and I don't think that's a hard sell whatsoever, because you could say two of the best four teams in the NFL going at it to kick off the season. Let's go. And Dallas, for as much as I don't believe, and I don't think most people would believe that Dallas is in the top four, there's no question they are still the biggest name and the biggest draw in the NFL.
The top four for Super Bowl contenders?
I think so.
Why not? Hey, 877-881-1053. How many Cowboys fans out there believe the Cowboys could make it to the Super Bowl this year?
I would also like to know the answer to that, because if it's could in terms of, like, you're in an episode of Law and Order and they ask that question that's preposterous and the police officer is like, I mean, I guess anything could happen. Like, if you mean it like that, then yes.
Will Mac Jones be your quarterback? I don't even know if Mac Jones is going to be alive on Sunday.
Yeah.
Is that what you're doing? Okay.
Yeah. Like, if it's that version of could, then anything could happen. Yeah. If it's on the reasonable scale, I don't think so.
Okay, I'm really curious about the Cowboys fans' part. I think that they could be that team. They could be a very competitive team that can win the division and move on. I don't have a clue what's going to happen with the Eagles. I don't have a clue what's going to happen with the Giants. And Washington, how long can Fitzpatrick be the guy? So I think the Cowboys, like, they are definitely the biggest draw for that. So I think it's, man, a definite possibility. Look at it.
For the 214, we're going to the Super Bowl. Mark my words. From the 903, you aren't a real fan if you don't think they can make it to the Super Bowl. From the 817, every year is the year. And then from another 817, let's be real. Super Bowl every year, duh. But, like, some of those are sarcastic comments.
Mm-hmm. Where I was wondering if these are all the Jones family texting in right now.
Yeah, they could be. Look,
isn't that interesting, though, that I'm a bad fan, or I'm not a fan of the team because I don't think they're going to win it all this year? Like,
and I think
the people that are like that are like, well, then you really don't like the Cowboys.
And I think that's so mistaken, because I have said numerous times I would be the first to jump on here and be like, I'm an idiot. The Cowboys are the best. I'm so glad they proved me stupid, and I'm glad they won. I desperately want the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl, not only for me, but for my son, who's never seen them be elite. I would love that. I just don't believe it will happen.
This is the 214. Look, I love my boys, and I'm hard on them, but I expect a Super Bowl every year. Like, that should be your expectation when you have the most valuable team in all of sports.
Well, expectation or want?
Hope, yes. Want or hope? That, Reggie, is what I agree with. Expectation?
No, that's why I go into each week expecting that we're going to win, expecting that the Cowboys are going to win that game, and then the next game, and the next game, and then all the way to the Super Bowl. I go into each week that way. If I was going in with hope, I would be like, this is a ridiculous plan.
Okay, well, that's why I am the way I am, and I'm a bitter, crusty old person, because that I would love it if I lived my life like that or the way my wife does, where she just is like, it's going to work out today. Mm-hmm, well, why? It just is.
There is a level of like an idea of feeling this positivity, but last year was tough. Last year was a very difficult season to watch, even for Mike, the most optimistic Cowboy fan you know. Like, I had a hard – there were times – where I would sit there and be disgusted. And then there was, I told you about the time where I threw my phone into my couch so hard that it went under into that, you know, spot underneath the springs, and it slid down in there, and I had to go dig out my phone. Like, I had to cut my couch open to get my phone because I was so disgusted with the team. That was difficult. But man, I think, Mike, you always talk about, you know, why Cowboys fans feel like it can be turned around from year to year. And they don't feel the same way about the Rangers, or don't feel the same way about the Mavericks and stuff. And then I go back to, there are a limited number of games. Like, the shortness of the season makes you think anything is possible in the NFL. And that's with every one of the teams. I mean, look at the Buccaneers last year. They lost games to the most important teams that they beat along the way in the playoffs. And so that's the idea, that anything is possible with the Cowboys. Just, you know, we keep getting our hearts broken.
Okay. If you were the NFL then, let's say it's down to those two. Which matchup are you making? Personally, I think I might pick the Bills, because I don't want to burn off the Cowboys in a game that's likely to already get big ratings. I think I would pick the Bills then.
Yeah. I would, if that's the one that's going to get me the biggest draw, I'm going to pick the Bills, because, again, you can put the Cowboys anywhere.
And they'll pop a big number.
Or can you, Mike? Last year, Jerry Jones was not offended when the Cowboys got moved to a different time slot.
Yes, he was.
He said he wasn't, and then Jalen Smith was like, hey, the boss is happy, we're good. So, like, why do I have to compete? Like, last year, Jerry Jones was like, look, actually, this helps the NFL. This is better because you can put us anywhere. And we're still going to pop huge ratings. I don't know. Was the rating that weekend for that Dallas Cowboys early game bigger than it would have been for that night?
It was for sure bigger for that time slot than it would have been otherwise. I would have to go back and look at the Sunday Night Football number to get you a better answer. Okay, Mike, then if you made the call, would you make it Bucks-Cowboys to open, or would you go Bucks-Bills to open, knowing you could deploy the Cowboys elsewhere?
I mean, I would do Bucks-Cowboys if I'm running the network.
Because that'll be a monster number.
I think that'll be a bigger game than the Bills to kick off the season. Yeah, look, my opinion, the Bills are way better than the Cowboys in 2021. Josh Allen's a better quarterback than Dak Prescott. Doesn't mean Dak Prescott's not a good quarterback. I just think I think Josh Allen has surpassed Dak Prescott going into last year at this time. There's no way I'd say Josh Allen is a better quarterback than Dak Prescott. But now I think there's a big difference. Heck, they faced each other in 2019, and Josh Allen was a way better quarterback in the game they faced each other. But the Cowboys draw more eyes. And maybe for that first game it doesn't matter, but to me, the sound, if I'm running a network of Bucks versus Cowboys, the return of Dak Prescott sounds way better than Bucks versus Bills.
Now, I have been informed that you, Corey, and maybe others on the show would like to talk about Tiger. So is this about Tiger Woods?
Is he on
the recovery path? Do we have an ETA for when he's going to be back?
Now, Reggie, you're originally from Houston.
That is correct.
And what?
We forgive you for that. And we still love you, Reggie.
His family lives there and stuff, too.
There was a tiger on the loose in a neighborhood in Houston. And from what I saw, there was an off-duty.
You said was. Oh. I'm not sure we've gotten confirmation that that has stopped being the case.
And the tiger is still just walking around the city?
I mean, you know, how easy is it to find a tiger in the middle of a city?
If you just catch it by its tail?
Oh, my gosh. Did you really just throw that out there? Okay, so there was a tiger.
Do tigers start hunting dogs when they're in this situation?
What?
If they're in the city or cats, I don't know. Do tigers eat other cats?
I don't know.
Probably so.
Depends on how hungry the tiger is.
Here's the story from CNN,
humans,
Kevin.
Unfortunately.
My news database. Houston authorities captured the man who allegedly evaded police while housing a Bengal tiger in a yard. This tiger got out. Yes, this tiger got out, and a off-duty police officer was holding him at gunpoint, which I don't understand.
Wait, the tiger or the guy?
The tiger.
Well, the tiger doesn't care about your gun.
Does the tiger know, like, social norms? And it's like, uh-oh.
They're like, well, I've seen that.
He, like, stood up on its hind legs and held its paws up in the air.
Victor Hugo Cuevas, 26, was out on bond for a prior murder charge in Fort Bend County on Monday when neighbors spotted a big cat in his front yard. That's where they also said the suspect had monkeys, which were allowed in the city. And owning a tiger is a violation, though.
I'm surprised that that's the case, because zoning does not exist. And, like, those types of rules, like, Houston's like, yeah, it's fine.
An off-duty deputy went to the house to confront the suspect.
This is
but
the best part.
Houston police arrived at the scene. Cuevas put the tiger in a white SUV and drove off. There was a quick pursuit, and the man got away with the tiger. They eventually found him. However, the tiger is this. Here's the quote. The whereabouts of the tiger are not yet
known.
Wait,
so the tiger went OJ then?
Okay, who's the Al Cowlings?
He is.
Okay.
Right, he was driving. The Cuevas? Tiger was in the back seat.
All right. Please allow me, if you will. All right. One of the greatest quotes in the history of any article ever. I always wanted to use this word in an article when I worked at the paper, and I was told no. But this is a direct quote from The Guardian about what the county sheriff's deputy said to Cuevas. Quote, though I'll censor it, get the F back inside, F you and your effing tiger.
What?
Why the tiger? Like, he didn't ask for this life. It's not his fault some guy kept him in the yard.
So
the tiger's still on the loose,
and I don't know how fast it can move from Houston to Dallas. But you know,
I mean, we haven't established that like rail system yet, so I mean, it would take a while.
How fast is
it? Would
a tiger
be on
run?
Foot. It would flee on foot. That's how it's gonna be.
Well, clearly the tiger has some understandings of our social norms and such. Like maybe if the rail system was on, it would get on the rail.
Here's the thought here though. My big question for you guys. If you could house any kind of wild animal, what would it be? Because for me, I've always loved lions. And I'm going to just assume that I can feed it whatever. I'm going to have enough money to feed it. I will. Oh, no, Kevin. I would have a lion.
Okay. I do want to talk more about that. But you said that we first started hearing about this story yesterday. Some cursory research told me approximately from this building, Houston, and it's just centralized. Any rando part of Houston is about 240 miles away, and a tiger can run 30 to 40 miles per hour. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, I get that the tiger would need a break, whatnot, maybe pop into the subway or whatever, but
sure.
That's 6 to 8 hours, whatever it has to sleep, it could be here by now. So I'm concerned about that. But for me, I want a boa constrictor.
What?
All right. Because the tiger or the lion is going to turn on you eventually, and you're not going to be able to stop it. I feel like if I keep the snake, well, I don't want to say it like that. That was going to be bad.
Oh.
If the snake is put up, well, damn it. All right. Anyways, you don't have to worry about the snake turning on you. But if somebody tries to attack you, then you can release it. And then hopefully, per animated shows and whatnot that I've learned, it will slowly wrap itself around it or eat that other person, and I'll be fine. and then I could just leave the house, and the snake is not going to catch me because it's got a belly full of human.
How is it going to, like, it's not going to track it down. It's going to take a while to catch that human.
Because
in your house.
I opened up the cage, and I was like, Jake the Snake Roberts style, like, surprise.
Okay, all right, so you threw him at it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's fine. I was thinking of, like, one of those big 30-foot long boa constrictors or whatever. That's what I was looking at.
Hey, look, you just asked this question. I have more research to be done. But
also, Kevin, I've seen enough TV shows where, you know, snakes just ultimately get out of their pens or whatever encasement they're in.
So you think I'm going to get eaten in the middle of the night by the
Or at least, well, maybe not eaten. Maybe you'll just get suffocated.
I feel like a snake's always going to get out of a pen because a pen sounds like it has holes in it.
Well, I didn't know
like, it's like a prison cell, and it's like, this is dumb. I could just go right between the bars.
A lot of people saying panda bear, which is interesting on the fan text, 877-881-1053.
That's a lot of bamboo that you're putting.
That is a lot of bamboo. I did see somebody say Komodo dragon because it's as close to a real dragon as you can get. So that's cool. Somebody said a liger. I don't think that's a real thing.
Yeah, I feel like there's going to be some health issues with that.
And there, people are saying boa constrictors aren't legal. You can't have a tiger or a lion in your house either. I thought we threw legality out the door on this.
Oh, man, from the 214, that is totally incorrect. The boa would definitely turn on you.
Absolutely. No loyalties in snakes.
Yeah.
Okay, what is an animal that could be deadly but would also be loyal to me that
goose.
I could dispatch?
A goose?
A goose?
Yep. Geese are terrifying.
Why? Because they're dirty?
Have you ever seen them chase people on the golf course?
They are ornery.
It's hilarious.
You know what I found out? Here's a fun tip for you. You know what geese are terrified of? My dog. All right, so we'll walk down to, there's like a little, like a pond in our neighborhood, and I've walked down there with Jess before, and the geese like follow her, and she's like, I don't like it, and she gets angry. But every time I take the dog down there, they are terrified, and they do their weird goose language and tell everyone to jump into the pond because the dog is coming, so they want nothing to do with her.
Someone said 1,000% a gorilla.
Okay, then he's going to kill you.
Yeah. No,
or
I mean, if you develop sign language and, like, develop
Kong
a bond.
Versus,
yeah.
Kong versus Godzilla.
Godzilla?
Yeah.
Is what your takeaway from
he
that was?
To everybody
what if the coronavirus shot is the shot they were doing in Planet of the Apes, and we are going to make the apes be able to talk and communicate, and they will take over the world, and we will become the animals at
what
the
are you
zoo.
Doing right now, Tucker Carlson?
Mm-hmm.
We're the KNC masterpiece.
Is that
right
what he
here
came up with?
105.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.